leader, survivor, winner, room for the throne, number one contender. Focused, determined, grateful, loyal, passionate, can't forget, faithful, confident, intelligent, savvy, when it comes to business and happy around family. Future mogul, global, icon, CEO of the future, lifelong. Took his first steps at the age of 8 months, anxious to make moves, young boss on the hunt. Age 3, moved from Baltimore to Texas. Could have died playing with some kids that were wrecked. Chased around the house, saying they would hit him. Tossed a knife towards him and it barely missed him. Miss Verna told him to walk with a purpose in life. And so she knew his purpose in life. Started kindergarten at the age of 4, and by this time he was back in Baltimore. Mike Jackson was his idol, Thriller was a classic. This is what influenced most of his musical passion, along with Purple Rain. Prince was a genius, the movie was the music, and that was just genius. This is a storyline without being altered, so you can get the chance to meet Michael Foster.
And as important as social media is to your brand this day and age, my job is to maximize your reach so you can focus on what it is that you do best.
Which is drop motherfucking bars.
Oh, okay.
Matter of fact, let me spit something for you real quick.
Well, no, you don't really have to do that. I just...
Niggas is dying, and I'm killing them. My Draco pops like Molly's, and I'm not feeling them. Them cops hate me, and I'm not feeling them. Niggas wanna take my spot, I'm killing them. Bars.
Come a long way, baby.
You come a very long way.
Hey, happy to have you here at Tailored Smoke with me today, man.
Man, I appreciate you having me, brother. You know.
I remember... I hadn't been in business too long, maybe less than a year, when you called me, you hit me up, you told me, you know, you were making a movie.
Right.
You know, I hadn't heard your name, but I didn't really know anything.
Right.
And you wanted to use my spot. And at the time, you know, I just had an outdoor patio.
Right.
And I had, we created a vibe there.
Right, it was that
but,
vibe.
But truth be known, we were sitting under the stairs.
Right.
Outside.
Right.
And some kind of way I convinced everybody it was a cigar lounge. And yeah, you know, and you came and you shot the movie. And I had somebody shoot over there before. I may have mentioned it.
Right.
But the way you guys did it, I mean, I was like, man, this is like, I was excited about the movie. Like, man, I was like, man, I can't wait to see this. I went home and told my wife. But the thing about it is, you know, the level of passion, professionalism. Man, I saw y'all do those scenes over and over and over again. And every time, I was like, man, that's great. And you'd be like, no, we got to do.
Right.
And so, you know, that's been... Wow, that's been almost 3 years ago, huh?
That was, almost 3 years. That when by the time it was December when we shot that. I want to say that might have been, man, it was definitely December. Because I remember it was cold outside because you had the,
I put the heater on.
Yeah, and Camille was like, man, I don't know what y'all got going on, but I'm going to stand over here by this heat. Y'all got...
Right, I remember.
Yeah, but I think it was about almost 3 years now.
Yeah,
man.
It was probably... You know what? Maybe it was December...
Was it 17?
17.
17.
It was December 17.
It was December 17.
Yep. And, you know, I was honored. And then I guess it was March of 18 when I moved into this new location.
Right.
And you were getting finished with production.
Right.
You said, hey, P, we did something early over there. It's our last day of shooting.
Yep.
I want to do a scene at Tailored Smoke. And I was like, man, absolutely. And I think that ended up being the first scene in
the
movie,
right?
That was
the very first scene in the movie, man.
As you can see, I already have a huge following. So all I really need is somebody to manage my accounts for me so I can focus more on my modeling career.
Right. Well, I can see that you have over 500,000 followers on Instagram, but you're only getting an average of 20 likes on your pictures.
Yeah. You know how that is. These chicks, they want to follow my moves, but don't nobody want to like anything.
Okay. Well, if I'm being honest, to the trained eye, it looks like you may have bought fake followers.
No disrespect to you and your trained eye, but the second coming of Beyonce never has to buy fake followers.
Oh, so you sing too?
Not yet.
The wow. Very first scene in the movie, man. It's wow. Crazy how all that came full circle.
It did.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yep. It's the first scene in the movie, man. And yeah, I remember it was definitely a vibe, like you said, going back to the first spot. I just remember I was like, man, I wanted it to be definitely in a cigar lounge setting, man. And truth be told, I was glad when I, you know, met you that you were a black business owner, you know, because, you know, we just pride ourselves on working within the community and supporting each other, man. So, you know, when we first met, we just hit it off. And I saw the vision for what you were doing then, and I was gung-ho about it when you were over there. And then
right.
When you came over here, I remember that day when we shot over here, and I said to you, yeah, I'll be back soon.
Yeah.
And I ended up coming back that night.
I remember
and
that.
I wasn't expecting.
And you brought people with you.
Yep. Most definitely. Yeah, man.
It's like I felt the same about you being a black movie maker.
We know what your firm brings to the table, Mr. Michaels. Your reputation precedes itself. Actually, a nonprofit organization that we work very closely with out of New York spoke very highly of you.
Well, I am hoping I can live up to all of the expectations and the hype.
When we do stuff, we cut corners.
Yeah.
We don't do it right.
Unfortunately.
You know, and sometimes we feel like we're forced to cut corners because we may not have all the money, all the resources and stuff. But one reason I think that you and I connected so well is even though we were both, at the time we started off, tight on resources and all that, we were relentless to do it right.
Absolutely.
And so kind of that, as a black business owner, as a black creator, you know, that both have the passion for doing things right.
Absolutely.
You know, it just worked. You and I were talking earlier, and you gave me an opportunity to be one of the sponsors at your movie premiere.
Absolutely.
And I really appreciate that. But I don't know if you remember, at the end of the movie, man, I came and grabbed you, I embraced you. I had tears running down my face.
Yeah.
And the reason I did is because I saw a vision fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't know at the time, but I saw my vision fulfilled during the same time frame because, yo, right now, Tailored Smoke is ranked the number one cigar lounge in Charlotte.
Wow.
Stogie Press, which is a media outlet for the cigar industry,
right,
visited 25 cigar lounges across the country.
Uh-huh.
In 2018, they named Tailored Smoke number one cigar lounge in the country.
Hey, man. See, I didn't even know that. But that's not surprising to me. It's not surprising to me at all, though.
And so when I saw that movie and everybody was applauding for you and clapping for you, and I felt like it was my movie, man, because I feel like we've grown up together professionally.
Yeah. Like over them last 3-4 years, it was just like we both of our visions have come to fruition.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
And the crazy thing about it, and I know I'm speaking for both of us, where we are now is great, but this is only a drop in the bucket compared to our actual vision.
Right.
You know, this, we've hit a milestone.
Right, absolutely.
But this ain't the vision.
Right, it's not the full vision.
I didn't know where we stood with the way things left off of us. Plus, it's kind of hard to miss all the engagement pics. You do know we still have mutual friends on Facebook, right?
Right.
I don't want to impose.
I can respect that.
You two seem happy together.
She's a good girl.
Oh, wow.
So we've come away, and you're talking about rank number one. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's really a testament to just the work and the vision and then the work, just that relentless pursuit and perseverance, man. And people don't understand that part of it.
I had somebody tell me, and I forgot who told me or where I read it, but it said, a vision without work is just a dream.
That's all it is.
It's just a dream.
That's it.
You know, we had an event here this past weekend, and cigar owners from other cities came to support me.
Mm-hmm.
And we took a group picture together, and he put on the post, he said, this group of people right here, we're going to have memories, not dreams.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to have memories and not dreams. We're going to have to get in contact with that person because we're going to have to use that at some point. I want to make sure, right, I give them the credit for it. Yeah, man. And you got us these tailored smoke old fashions over here.
Yeah,
you,
man,
know, we had the commercial when I think Scotty came and talked to you about the sponsorship.
Yeah.
And he told me, he's like, yeah, we got a commercial for you. I was hoping it was that commercial. That was a dope commercial. Now, I got it with Terrence a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to be working on something, man. This is a real good brother right there,
man.
He's
a great
Very
brother.
Talented. Very talented.
It's amazing what happens when the right people get in the right space together and they're like-minded. You know, and I appreciated you because, you know, with the sponsorship, it was like, okay, you get a 30-second commercial. I was like, man, my commercial, like, almost 3 minutes long. And I called you, like, man, that's Preston. We good.
Yeah.
We actually got a standing ovation after the commercial.
Commercial. Because the commercial was dope. I was literally hoping that was a commercial that you was talking about. Because I had just seen it somewhere online, maybe a week. Like, it was, like, right before that. And so I just saw it. And then when he said the commercial, I was like, man, I hope this is the one he's talking about. Right. And that was. And that just set the tone.
It did.
Set the tone.
Sexy.
Yeah.
Grown.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you now, from a businessman standpoint. Right. After the movie, everybody came down here.
Right.
And I sold so many of these tailored smoked old fashions that it paid for the sponsorship.
It paid for the That means it's working. You know, that means it's working.
Oh,
it's working.
Man. I mean, people are coming down like, I want one of them Taylor, them smoky things, the ones you light on fire.
Yeah, I know, because I know I sure wanted one. I was like, hey, I want one of those.
Right.
I want one of those. My wife was even like, yeah, I want one of those. Everybody was like, yeah, I want that.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a tasty drink, man.
Hey, I'm Brandon. This is Taylor Smoke Cigar Lounge, and tonight we're going to be making a Taylor Smoke Old Fashioned. Just start with the glass, add my sugar cube, gonna do 3 dashes of bitters. I also like to use orange bitters when I do mine. All right, next we're gonna muddle it. What this does, this gets the bitters all mixed together, a little bit of sugar in there, it keeps the drink from being too sweet. Breaks down the sugar a little bit. I'm gonna add my bourbon. We use wood for reserve. Do an ounce and a half. All right, stir that up. What this is gonna do is gonna mix everything together, get everything nice and neat. I use my cube. I like to use a big rock. Chills the drink a little bit, but it keeps it from being too watered down. So the drink a bit. Gonna take an orange peel. What I'm about to do right now is actually torch the peel into the drink. Then I'll rim the glass with it. Give it that good flavor around the rim. We add our cherry. Next, we're gonna get our box. So the box actually has wood chips in it. Use fourth generation pipe tobacco inside it. If you burn the pipe tobacco, you give it a whole different flavor. That's what makes it the Taylor Smoked Old Fashioned. After that, now we have the fun. So I'm gonna torch this until it gets nice and smoky. Get all the good flavor of the pipe tobacco in there. Gotta close that. You're gonna see smoke start coming out the box. That's getting the drink all flavored. Spin that around. So what this does, this actually gets the drink completely flavored in every aspect. You're gonna have the smoke around the glass. You're gonna have the rim, which is that orange flavor, and then you're gonna also have the flavor of the old fashioned itself. So you're gonna have scent, the taste, and everything all in one drink, which makes it just the perfect drink. So we let that sit in there for about 20 seconds, give it a good smoke flavor. There it is. Taylor Smoke Old Fashioned.
You know, I'm not a real emotional guy, but man, when I was sitting in your premiere, and by the way, the movie is amazing.
Oh man.
The story. I'm still mad at you a little bit about the way you. I ain't gonna throw it out there in case people ain't seen the movie. But he messed with you. He messed with you in the movie. I'm just gonna say that. But it's a great movie. I mean, it's one of those movies that after the movie, it creates conversation.
Right.
You know, and that's the genius of it. And the scenes around the city. You pick beautiful scenes, which Taylor Smoke happens to be one of them.
Of course.
Twice.
Of course.
Just saying.
Of course.
And you all are so beautiful in the movie. The acting is top notch. I mean, you really get drawn in. And then when it was over and everybody just erupted. I mean, they erupted in applause.
Man.
And I looked over at you and I saw the emotions that you was going through.
Yeah.
Man, I couldn't hold it.
It was a moment, man. It was a moment, man, because, you know, it was so much had went into it. And like I said, that day, man, people didn't know. At the premiere, I was sick.
Nah, we didn't know it.
Right, I was sick, bro. I had a fever. I hadn't eaten. I couldn't eat because between my nerves and, you know, just the fever and everything, I had started feeling sick. The night before, we were at Grown Man Conversations with Tony Yolanda.
That's right, we were there.
And I left there and I just started feeling. On the way home, I stopped and got some NyQuil. I was like, man, I'm not feeling good. Mm-hmm. The next day, I wake up on the biggest day of my life, of my career. I'm not feeling good. I'm, you know, running around trying to take care of business, dealing with the situation I told you about up there, and then I got to be up on at the radio station with Tone. And I'm calling my wife. I'm like, babe, I'm feeling like shit. And I said, babe, I'm not trying to be on the radio, like, feeling like it's sounding like trash.
Right.
So I went, I got me a Gatorade, I got me a Red Bull and some DayQuil. And I sucked it up. And then from there, and then I was good. So then that night at the premiere, I'm running a fever. And I'm like, man, I wasn't even able to drink. I drank, like, the first drink I had was the old fashioned when I came here, because I was like, I definitely wanted one of those. At the premiere, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't drink at the premiere?
I was drinking water, because I was leaving. I was dipping out, going back down to my car to take some DayQuil. People didn't. I'm sitting in there, I'm sweating. If you look at back at pictures, I'm sweating. Not because I'm nervous, I was literally running a fever, you know, and people didn't know that. And I can look back at that and see and say to myself, Mike, like, no matter what was going on, like, I kept pushing through, like, all the way, like, from everything I had to go through to make the movie. And then I get to the movie premiere and now I'm feeling like shit. And I'm trying to, like, this is the biggest night for me and I'm like feeling like shit. And you know, I had to fight through it because it was so much love and energy in the building. So I'm running off of adrenaline and energy in the room.
Right.
You know, everybody wants to talk and obviously take pictures and all that. Girl. And meanwhile, Preston, I'm feeling like shit. You know, and so man, I just always think back to that night, man. And if whenever I'm in the situation now, and, you know, because we still have times where you feel like, man, you know, this and that.
Yeah.
And I think about that night, and I think about, and people still, you know, it was like a legendary night. You know, it was like because people got to understand the everything that it was All-Star. We popped off the whole All-Star week.
That's right. That was All-Star week.
We popped off the whole All-Star week here in the Epicenter. And I tell people, so nobody, the NBA had rented out the whole Epicenter. So nobody was able to, the only parties that were going on were like, or events were like official NBA events.
Mm-hmm.
And so that Wednesday, we were the only, you know, we were the only outside.
Yeah.
And so, and for that to pop off the whole thing, and then the next day was Valentine's Day. Yeah. We always wanted to release the movie around Valentine's Day. Yeah. So for it to be the Valentine's, and then it was the beginning of All-Star Week here in Charlotte, and then we were able to, you know, had an after party here. It was just, everything was just, like, that's a whole movie, like, really in itself.
In itself.
You see what I'm saying?
Because, I mean, I remember that kicked off my All-Star Weekend, because I had, you know, events lined up the whole time. But the very first one was the after party for A Social Love Affair.
We did it, man.
We did it. Mike, let me ask you, man, just knowing kind of the journey that I went through, when you ran up against those times where maybe resources were tight or people you thought would support you didn't support you,
right.
And we ain't even got to go into that. I know it happened,
right.
Because I know how people
you
are.
You know how it goes.
I mean, what made you say, you know what, I'm moving on anyway? Why didn't you quit?
Well, one thing that I always tell people, I figured out at a young age that God had blessed me with the gift of creativity, right? And so at that point, I said, well, I'm going to do my part. God blessed me with this. I'm going to do my part in making sure that the world gets to see what I've been blessed with, mm-hmm. right? And so that's always been a driving force for me. Now, outside of that, you know, my family, you know, I know that the times away that I've had to sacrifice not being with the family, you know, telling the wife, you know how I go, telling the wife, you know, you shooting a movie, you know, you're talking about 12, 14 hour days, you know, that you're away from the family, you know. And so I wanted to make sure that they were able to see me see this whole thing to fruition and not make it to where I started something and didn't finish. Right. I couldn't have that on my resume. When they first told me, when I was in film school, they always told me the biggest thing with the feature film is to finish it. Once you start it, it's to finish it, you know?
Okay.
And so over the course of that time, I was like, well, we're going to finish it. And then I didn't want to, you know how we were talking about doing things the right way.
Right.
There were plenty of times where we could have shot something and just to be shooting and getting, but I was like, nah, I was like, no, we're going to do it right.
Right.
You know? And so, yeah, we just kept pushing, man. And I never wanted to, we started with a bang. Now, midway through the process, I felt a little burnt out. Like you say, the people that might not, that start off supporting you and this and that. And then part of it was on me because I had never done the feature film. I had done short films.
Right.
And so with a short film, I can get everybody together and we can shoot a short film in like a weekend.
Right.
And then everybody go about their business. But this was, you know, a longer process.
Yeah.
And so you're dealing with everybody's schedules and this and that.
And they have to make a commitment.
Exactly. And so getting through that, I halfway through I got about burnt out, but then I told myself, I was like, once we got closer and closer to the end, I told my partner, I said, we started out with a bang, so I don't want to finish stumbling across the finish line.
Right.
I said, we're going to finish the same way we started. We're going to sprint across the finish line.
Yes.
And so everything worked out that way because the last day that we shot, we ended up shooting yeah. here at your location. Yeah. And man, that was just, I think that's the thing, man. I just want people to know, like, the behind the scenes. That's what this whole thing is about, okay. behind the experience. Because so many people see what you do and they see the glitz and the glamour, or they see right. Taylor Smoke being ranked number one here and there, but they don't know the shit that goes on behind the scenes,
right.
you know, to make sure that vision comes to life, man. And I don't think people understand how it played. Like, you really had them conversations. You really had yeah. them conversations with yourself, and you like, maybe it's just not working. Yeah. Maybe I just need to.
And you know, and you can't have those real conversations with very many people, because as a creator, as an entrepreneur, we are a rare breed,
mm-hmm.
because the vast majority of the population don't have the stamina
mm-hmm.
to do it. They can sit on the outside and tell you, hey, you should do this, you should do that.
Right.
But the stamina, the late nights, the early mornings, mm-hmm. the sleepless nights, mm-hmm. they don't get that. And so, you know, you have to be careful about who you talk to, because people will kill your dream.
They will.
You know, and with all good intentions. They're
right.
not even trying to be
right.
nasty. They looking at you, they're like, man, you need some rest.
Right.
You look tired.
Right.
You know, and with all the right intentions, but you don't need that energy. You need somebody to say, hey, brother, let me help you. Let me hold
right.
you up a little bit.
Right.
Lean on my shoulder
right.
for a little
right.
while. Get
exactly.
a little, you know, let's keep going, though.
Absolutely.
You're going to lean, but we still walking.
Exactly.
Right. And you know, and so it's great, again, just being at your premiere meant so much to me, not only because you allowed me to be a part of the production, but also because it was such a, that journey was such a mirror image of my own
mm-hmm.
journey, that, you know, it's rare that you do get a moment where you can sit back and just reflect
yeah.
and look at the finished product.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes after we close here and all the employees go home, I just sit outside, man, and I just look around and I was like, wow.
You did it.
We're here.
Yep.
And
yep.
the exciting part now look, I got a little confidence.
Right.
So the second Taylor Smoke, the third Taylor Smoke, the 25th Taylor
right.
Smoke, it's just a matter of time.
Right.
There's no fear.
Right.
Right.
Because you've done it.
Because I've done it.
Yep.
You know, I do want to ask you a favor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Serious business. Can I get one ticket to the Oscars when you go up on that stage? Just one ticket.
How about this? If I can be an international brand ambassador, which I would love, for Taylor Smoke.
Hey.
We can ride this thing going out to the sunset.
Hey, let's ride, baby. Let's ride.